This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, you have made it. The week is over. Congratulations. It's been a spectacular week. Kind of. Anyway, either way, we're going into the weekend. Next week will be better than this week was. And we have an incredible show for you tonight on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We have, well, yes, I'm going to talk about the illegal felons that were getting your money. I'll touch on that in just a moment. Then we have questions. Why does the press refer to illegals as a Maryland man? The FBI, are they going to actually arrest anybody in power? The Supreme Court, why don't they make big rulings? Why do women wear nose rings? Weird facts about the Roman Empire. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to begin with a story that may have passed you by. This is from social media, Bill Belugin, who's a very good reporter. Because a federal judge on Thursday said that she's going to halt the Trump administration from ending a program that allowed hundreds of thousands of Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans to temporarily live in the United States of America. Just a reminder, I'll say this again many times, probably during this show, I don't care what you've done in the past, what your dad did, what your grandpa did, voting for Democrats in this modern era is an act of evil. It's an evil act. And you should repent. It's an evil act. Democrats got elected, and they brought as many foreigners into this country as they could in 4 years. That's treason. That's a traitorous, evil thing to do. Anyway, Bill Melugin said, Biden used his executive authority to allow more than 500,000, he calls them migrants from these four countries to fly into the U.S. for temporary parole grants, and then announced his administration won't renew the grants. But this federal judge is now blocking Trump from using his own authority to end it. They brought as many people into the country and then refused to deport them. And now the communist judge they put into place is doing everything they can to keep them here. Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri went on Laura Ingraham. We talked a little bit about this.
Apparently, there are 6,300 individuals who were paroled into the United States. That's their only legal status, is that Biden's people thought, oh, let's bring in these people. It turns out these individuals were of the 6,300 I'm talking about, not the overall graphic. But these individuals were actually on an FBI terrorist watch list. So 6,300 should not have been brought in here, but there was no vetting. So they were on this FBI terror tracking list.
Well, it's worse than that, because these are just the people we know about who were paroled. There's literally tens of thousands of others that came in here illegally on the gotaways. But in this example, it just goes to show the abuse of the Biden administration. The parole process is supposed to be individualized, right? An individual case seeking to come here, somebody wanting to come here, maybe here temporarily, and then they go home eventually, right? Biden used this to parole people from entire countries and kept extending that, violating the law.
It's an act of evil, and you can't ever do it. And I'm not telling you to vote for Republicans. I vote Republican because, well, as a man said one time, on a scale of 0 to 100, a patriotism scale, Democrats are a 0 and Republicans are about a 4 or a 5. So that's why I vote Republican, because it's about as good as you can get. So I'm not telling you to vote Republican or be a Republican. I'm not telling you to like Republicans. To vote for a Democrat at any level in the year 2025 is an act of evil. You're voting to destroy your country on purpose. That's the bottom line. And that brings me perfectly to this question. Hey, Jesse, this is for Friday's show. Here's my question. Why does the media keep referring to illegal aliens, an illegal alien from El Salvador, as a Maryland man. Well, we cannot and should not, and I know you don't, I'm not going to act like you do, but we cannot undersell. Well, I should say we can't oversell. That's a better way to put it. You can't oversell how important the American media's role is in the communist revolution of this country. In fact, the Democrat Party, period. So I'm going to do something. We're going to go through a little experiment here. I want you to think about a non-political person you know. A non-political person. Not your liberal Aunt Peggy. Not you. Not a hardcore anti-communist like you. A non-political person. Maybe it's your mom or your dad or something like that. Okay. Now, I want you to imagine going down the list of the stated Democrat positions to that non-political person and how they would react to such a thing. In fact, we'll just use the border since we were just talking about it. I want you to tell your non-political, we'll make it your mom, your non-political mom, I don't care about politics, I want to bake bread or whatever she does. Hey, mom, Democrats want to bring as many foreigners into the country unvetted as humanly possible. They don't care if they're felons. They will bring as many in as they can with your taxpayer money, and they'll keep as many here as they possibly can. What do you think about that, mom? Because that's the Democrat position. What do you think about that, mom? What would your mom say? What would your normie friend or your normie relative say? Would she be on board with that? You don't have to make it just about illegal immigration. We'll make it about subject that's really abortion, very uncomfortable subject. Your mom, if she's a normie, probably doesn't even care about the issue. Okay. Hey, mom, did you know that every single Democrat in Congress, every single one, they believe that a baby should be allowed to be killed when it's crowning? Ninth month, about to be born. In fact, they have voted that way. What do you think about that, mom? The Democrat Party, if it was presented in even the tiniest bit of an honest fashion by the American media, the Democrat Party, its approval rating is at what, 20? It's in the 20s right now. It would be in the single digits. If you had an American media, not on the right, not a right-wing American media, not me, if you had an American media that presented any issue in an honest fashion, the Democrat Party would be so unpopular, this modern day Democrat Party, they would be so unpopular, they would cease to exist. They would have to essentially close down the building and create a new party with a new name, because the Democrat brand would be so tainted that it simply can't be recovered. Another one. Think about your normie friend, your normie relative, your mom. Hey, mom. There are some dudes that aren't really great at sports, high school and college. They compete in men's sports and they don't do very well. So these dudes, they just say that they're women and they go for women's sports and they routinely break all the women's records. They take first place in all the women's events, and many times just that have been documented, they will physically hurt the women they compete against. And this is a dude, still got a penis. Hey, mom, what do you think about that? She'd be mortified. To present the Democrat Party's honest positions in any way, even a tiny bit of honesty, would make the party so unpopular, they wouldn't be able to win elections actually in blue states. Do you realize that? In blue states, many of them, Democrats wouldn't be able to win elections without complete capture of the media and the message that gets out there. Complete 100% control of it. It's part of the reason they freak out so much about Elon Musk buying Twitter and allowing everybody to speak now.
They owned all of it, even social media. They owned it all. They censored whatever. Remember COVID? Remember the insane censorship during COVID where anybody who told the truth, all these things turned out to be true? They were all censored. In fact, you'd get kicked off of social media if you said something like, that paper mask isn't stopping a microscopic virus. That's a basic thing that anybody who knows anything about viruses, they would tell you. Obviously, that's true. That would get your account suspended. It would get you censored off social media before because they completely captured all of it. The American media will take whatever possibly makes the communist revolution look bad, and they'll either ignore it or they'll use the most flowery, kindest language for it to present it in the best possible light. And then it doesn't matter what the Republicans or what the right does, whatever it is, they will ugly it up and make it out to be the worst, most horrific thing in history. And that is the only reason the Democrat Party still exists. They would close down the party and have to come up with something new otherwise. That's a fact. Let's move on. There's too much to get to. I'm going to talk about the AG, FBI, DOJ. I'm going to talk to you about, well, you saw the You saw the dollar today. You saw what happened in the Asian markets. You see what's happening. We are in a trade war. It has begun. And like any war, there will be casualties. Lord willing, they're just financial. But financial doesn't make it easier when it's your retirement, does it? When you wake up this morning and you look and you're, oh, I've lost how much in my retirement? Doesn't feel good. How do you make sure you're not going to lose it all? Precious metals. You cannot possibly lose it all when you get precious metals as part of your retirement. Consider it a retirement protection plan. Gold Co. will get it in there for you. You don't have to know how to do it. You don't have to know what you're doing. Go to jessielikesgold.com. That's jessielikesgold.com and let Gold Co. help you. Or call 855-817-GOLD. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a spectacular, and I do mean a spectacular, Friday heading into the weekend. All right, just one final word on this. The Democrat Party, without the American media running cover for them, would cease to exist. It would not exist anymore. Their positions on things are so horrific to normal people that if it was ever presented to them in an honest fashion, there would be even blue states that would go red. That's how terrible and awful Democrat policies are. They only exist in the fashion they exist because the American media is its sword and shield. The only reason I wanted to put a final point on this is why. Well, the why is really, really important. This comes back to what we talk about a lot. The American media, any media, not the American media, any media in any country is an institution unto itself. It's an institution. You have schools, journalism schools, and then you have the various media companies. That counts as an institution. American communists realized, well, we're never going to get a foothold in this country if we are covered honestly. So what did they do? They did something that's so brilliant. They went after the journalism schools, journalism in universities. I wrote this in the Anti-Communist Manifesto. By the way, the free chapter is still coming. I'm still working on it, and I'll let you know how to get it. But in the Anti-Communist Manifesto, when I talk about the university system, at one point in time, I outline the ideology of the different professors in the different fields. Of course, surprise, surprise, journalism might be the most biased field. If your child goes to a journalism school, really almost any journalism school, what they do in journalism school is this. They'll use the appropriate language initially, like any cult does when they're getting you in. Well, you need to speak truth to power. You need to be honest. You need to help the people, okay? Help the people. Yes, that's right, Chris. 20-1 in journalism school. Anyway, you need to help the people. Be honest, be honest. But after they get you in with that gets you in the door, you buy in, then they spend a whole lot of time telling them, well, if you're being honest, then Republicans are bad. If you're being honest, then you would never want Republicans to win. If you're being honest, if you really want to help the people, then you have to realize that Democrats winning. You see what I mean? They lead you down the path. They take these young minds and they say, hey, don't you want to do the right thing? And young people want to do the right thing. Human beings want to do the right thing lots of the time. And of course, you start walking down that path. Well, yes, I want to do the right thing. Yes, I want to speak truth to power. Yes. Okay. Well, now that you're on the road, you know doing the right thing means getting these Republicans out of power, right? You get that? And then what happens? These kids graduate in 4 years and out into the media world they go. They go into local journalism, local newspaper. I'm in the Houston area. The Houston Chronicle might be the most disgusting rag in the United States of America. They cover local news, local television, national television, just infecting every single building or every single office in the institution. If you think of the American media as one gigantic office building, I know it's not, but if you think of it in that way, a gigantic 30-story office building with offices everywhere, slowly but surely, once you conquer the journalism schools, once you poison enough young minds, then they slowly fill up every single office in the building, and soon you have yourself a 30-story building, a critical institution known as the American media that works exclusively on behalf of the Democrat Party. So when the Trump administration grabs an MS-13 scumbag and sends him to prison in El Salvador, you will get virtually every single office in the institution calling him a Maryland man. Why? Well, they're trying to do the right thing. And doing the right thing means trashing Republicans. And, of course, doing the right thing means protecting illegals at any cost. That's what doing the right thing means. That's how these people think. Jesse, I know you've answered this many times. Since the AG of Florida is bringing charges against the guy who attempted assassination of President Trump, do you believe we will see Cash or Pam ever arrest anyone on a high level? Like Schiff, Obama, the Bidens, etc., the Epstein list people, the fat lady who ran for governor of Georgia, that's Stacey Abrams, or anyone for that matter. Any FBI agents, whether it's Comey, Brennan, Obama's AG, anyone. Do I believe that we will see arrests of high-level people? Well, there's what my heart says and there's what my head says, all right? In my art, I know that we do have really good people in there right now. We really do. A lot of them. We've got a lot of dirtballs and weaklings, too. We have some good people in there right now. Good people who know people need to be arrested and want them to be arrested. And so my heart tells me they're gonna figure out a way to get this done. But my head tells me I've lived for 43 years and I've never seen anybody in significant power get arrested. Ever. Chris, what? Chris brought up a good point. He said this is the biggest change up in 43 years. You're right. If we're ever going to see it, now would be the time. But I don't ever wake up and say this is the year the Jets are going to win the Super Bowl. Because then Jets don't win the Super Bowl, okay? I'm sorry. Let's move off of that. Let's talk about something great. Rubio said something great. Duffy said something great. Let's talk about the Roman Empire. All kinds of things. Let's talk about switching your phone service first. You need a new cell phone. No, I take that back. Maybe your cell phone's fine. You need a new mobile provider. And you can keep that cell phone you have, the case you have with the little flowers on it and everything. You can keep that phone. You keep your phone number. Just don't keep AT&T. Don't keep T-Mobile. Don't keep Verizon. These are garbage companies. They hate you. You want to talk about corporate capture? Go look at who sits on the board of these companies. Then look at Pure Talk. Their CEO did 2 tours in Vietnam. Man, that's just so freaking cool. They hire Americans, American citizens who speak English, American jobs. They're on the same 5G network, so you don't drop calls. You'll save a fortune. There's no reason not to switch. Dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly. Pound 250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. They were trying to challenge Rubio today about kicking out these people with student visas who are here making trouble. Rubio answered this question pretty friggin' well.
No one's entitled to a student visa. The press covers student visas like they're some sort of birthright. No, a student visa is like me inviting you into my home. If you come into my home and put all kinds of crap on my couch, I'm going to kick you out of my house. And so, you know, that's what we're doing with our country, thanks to the president.
Why does the media, why do they cover student visas like there's some sort of an entitlement? Because they're harmful to America. Remember, the media is there to protect the communist revolution. Whatever will hurt the United States of America, the media is there to run cover for it. Whatever will help the United States of America, the American media is there to trash it. That's what happens when you allow journalism schools to go 20 to 1 to the left. 20 to 1. If you work in the media industry, you have very likely been filtered through the dirty jockstrap of journalism school. Even if you are rock solid at 18, by the time you emerge at 22, 23, the chances are they will have broken you. And you will. And look, here's what else happens. Even if they, let's say they haven't broken you. Let's say Chris went to journalism school. I know he could never get in and he could never pass, but let's say in this hypothetical that he went to journalism school right here in Houston. Maybe it's a Houston Cougars. Go Cougs. Maybe he, what, Chris? Go Cougs. Maybe he goes to journalism school. And let's say he's on the right. You know, his parents were Republican. Not that hardcore, though. They didn't want to do much politics with him. But he's on the right when he goes into journalism school. And let's say by the time he emerges from journalism school, he's not some full-blown commie. He's questioning some of the things that he was taught, but he's not some full-blown commie. Okay. Chris just spent 4 years. A lot of money. You know what that would do to Chris? Chris needs a job now. Chris has to find a job. What's Chris going to say about his belief system in order to find a job? He's got to drive up the road to the Houston Chronicle. Think he's going to walk in there and tell him he used to work for the Jesse Kelly Show? You think, maybe local news, maybe he gets a foot in the door. But again, this is why it's so powerful to conquer the institution itself, you see, because once the institution has turned completely evil, once the institution has turned against Chris, against us, then what Chris knows is, as he enters the ground floor of the building, if he wants to work his way up, if he wants to find himself in the penthouse one day, well, there is only one way he has to speak, think, and act. And if he doesn't, if he strays from that, Chris knows, then he knows his elevation is capped. He has put a ceiling on his career. And then he's either stuck changing jobs or he's got to go do something else. And aren't we all ambitious? Aren't you ambitious? No matter, it doesn't have to be professionally ambitious, but don't you have ambitions in life? And people who have careers, men and women who have careers, they want to get promoted. They want to make more money. They want to be successful. And there's nothing wrong with that. What if the only way to succeed is selling out? That's the media industry. And that's why they cover it that way. All right, Sean Duffy, Transportation Secretary, talking to the Merchant Academy. Man, obviously there are some complaints, and I have some, and you have some, but it's just nice to be back here.
God bless you. May God keep you safe. But can I ask, could we bring Jesus up from the basement?
In case you want to know what he's talking about, bring Jesus up from the basement. It was a painting. It depicts Jesus holding these people. It's displayed in the school. it's a way to show God's looking out for us. It's a dangerous ocean. It's a wonderful thing, right? And it's not even necessarily a religious thing. It's just kind of a cool thing. Hey, God's got me. You know, that it wasn't overtly religious. Democrats are, well, they hate God because they're communists. All communists hate really all religion, to be honest with you. They hate all of it because they're worried about another religion superseding theirs. The Biden administration is so satanic and evil, they took the picture, covered it up, and brought it down to the basement and stashed it somewhere. That's the kind of crap, man. That's the kind of crap that I'm telling you. All right, let's move on. Jesse, can we get some weird facts about the Roman Empire that historians don't like to mention? All right, so I don't know that I'm going to do weird facts. I don't know that I'm going to answer your question, because there's a bunch of articles and stuff like that about crazy facts about the Roman Empire and crazy this and crazy that. I will give you a couple little tidbits, though, that I find endlessly fascinating about the Roman Empire. I always have and I always will. The first one is the aqueduct. Have you heard of the aqueduct? You probably know what the aqueduct was. One, it wasn't one aqueduct. That's how people think of it, one aqueduct. It's not how it was. The Romans were engineers, and the Romans looked at virtually every problem, including combat problems, as a simple engineering problem. You remember that siege of Masada? We did the history on that one time a long time ago. Masada is that sick mountaintop fortress in Israel. It's crazy. It's still there to this day. It's this sick mountaintop fortress, and it's only got one way up. And the Romans had to fight all the zealots. They were this kind of, I don't want to call them a terrorist group. They were hardcore, kind of a terrorist group, to be honest with you. This hardcore group of Jewish people. They would kill rabbis. They would kill Romans. They were hardcores, right? Super hardcore fighting against the Romans. I guess rebels or terrorists, depending on how you want to look at it. But that's how they operated. Well, they were up there on top of Masada. The Romans couldn't get up. There was only one road up. The Romans just built a ramp. Like a big one. I don't mean a little thing. A big ramp. It's still there to this day. You can go look at it. The Romans looked at every problem as an engineering problem. So you have this big city, Rome. Rome is not right on the water. It makes it very unique. Rome is not right on the water. It's not touching the coast. Okay? But even if it was, that's ocean water. Yes, that's beneficial. When you have a city of a million people, look, I'm not a city planner. You're probably not a city planner, but there are things that you have to consider that wouldn't occur to you or me. How do you get fresh water in there? Without it, everyone will die. You are constantly, especially in the ancient world, you are fighting off disease, plague, an outbreak of this, an outbreak of that. And these outbreaks, because of their medicine, which wasn't what our medicine is, their outbreaks, you'll lose half the city if you're not careful. And a huge part of that is clean drinking water. So again, the Romans, they don't have it. There's a river, but that's it gets a whole lot less clean the further downstream you get. That doesn't work. How do we get the best, freshest drinking water? Well, we have all these springs in the various mountains around us. Why don't we come up with a way to get that fresh water into Rome? Okay, so they built these aqueducts. What you picture when I say aqueduct, if you know them, if you are aware of what I'm talking about at all, is these big white pillars who are kind of, it just looks like they're white pillars that are kind of freestanding. And then there's like a cap to the top of the white pillars. You know what I'm talking about? That was only a small portion of the aqueduct. The reason you see those pillars is the Romans had to engineer the aqueduct perfectly at the perfect angle. It couldn't be too steep or it wouldn't work, and it couldn't be too flat or the water wouldn't flow. They had to go to a mountain spring. We'll call it 50 miles away because they came from everywhere. Ancient technology, 50 miles away. Get me water from that mountain spring into Rome. And they did it. The reason you see the pillars was they had to adjust the elevation perfectly with no electricity, with no power. It's astounding. Astounding. All right, I'll give you one more little tidbit, then we'll talk about the Supreme Court really quickly. Let me first talk to you about your dog. Let's talk about rough greens. Let's talk about the fact that our dogs don't get nutrition. Our dogs die too early. They do. And is there anything worse than losing your dog? I'm not even a big crier. I've shed a lot of tears for my puppy. Just burying dogs, it's horrible. Rough Greens gives them vitamins and minerals and probiotics and digestive enzymes. Keep your dog alive as long as you possibly can. You'll see so many physical differences when you start giving your dog Rough Greens because your dog's finally getting nutrition because there's none of it in dog food. You sprinkle it on your dog's food. Free jumpstart trial bags at roughgreens.com/Jesse or call 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Dear Professor, is it just me or is the Supreme Court always looking for a way to not deal with anything until it's absolutely necessary? They give partial rulings, stick their finger in the air to see which way the wind is blowing. What say you? Well, that's true. And it can be good and it can be bad. Let me explain. It just totally depends on the situation. First, we love to deal in black and white, concretes, absolutes. So this is good, this is bad. And obviously there are things that are absolutes in life, right? But much of life when it comes to politics and power and governments and things like that, much of life is situationally dependent. I think you would agree on that if you're being honest about things. Situationally dependent. There are situations where I need to discipline my boys. And there are situations where I need to let things go. My boys are not allowed to backtalk myself or Ob. They're just not allowed to do it. And look, they don't do it. They're wonderful boys. They just are wonderful boys. They don't do it. In fact, they're not allowed to give nasty attitude. That was never allowed in my house either. You're told to do something, shut your freaking mouth, and you get it done. Period. End of story. You don't run things here. My boys are 14 and 16 now. Now, they don't backtalk, but every now and then, young teenage boys, tell them to do something. Hey, go pick up dog poop. Hey, this, don't do that. Hey, no, you can't go play with your friends. Nope, you're going to do homework for another hour. Sometimes you'll get a one of those things. Look, sometimes I crack down. Sometimes I get it. You're 16. You're growing up, ready to be your own man. All right, situationally dependent, right? Ideally, if you have an ideal population, an ideal country, if you still have good institutions in your country, you really don't want the Supreme Court to step in very often, and you definitely don't want them to want to step in very often because there's such a finality to a Supreme Court ruling. It's the Supreme Court, after all. It's right there in the name. There's nowhere else to go. So when they make a ruling, unless you're going to get them to make a different one, which we all know will take decades, look at Roe versus Wade, that's it. That's the ruling. So ideally, you would want judicial restraint. Now, here's the problem. Again, situationally dependent. When you have a communist revolution taking place inside the borders of the country, here's a good example. This is from the Daily Caller. It's an exclusive. Trump administration strips benefits from thousands of aliens on the terror watch list. It's from Reagan Reese, great reporter. The Trump administration had to do what now? Democrats not only brought aliens in on the terror watch list, they gave them your money. There's a communist revolution taking place inside the borders of the United States of America. We don't have a normal situation. We don't have normal institutions. This is a time in America where we need the Supreme Court to set aside restraint, and we need them to make loud, distinct rulings now, immediately. But because of the idea that you don't want to rule too often, you don't want to rule too much, they hold back when they shouldn't. We are just now starting to get some half rulings about these crazy communist judges and what they've done to try to stop Donald Trump's presidency. That should have happened. That should have been an emergency Supreme Court session the first time one of them did it, because it was very obvious to you and to me and to anyone watching what was going to take place. It was obvious because Donald Trump's already set the record for injunctions against him in this amount of time. By a mile, he set the record. It was obvious to anyone watching that Democrats put communist judges in places all across the country, and that their intention was going to be to stop or at least slow down everything Donald Trump tried to do. That's obvious. You knew that immediately. I knew that immediately. We talked about it immediately the first time it happened. Now, that's obvious to the Supreme Court, too. Well, that's insane. That's an insane place to be as a country. The first time a judge did this, the first day, there should have been immediately, we are meeting, we're going to have a ruling on this, we have to put a stop to this. But the communist takes advantage of that kind of judicial restraint, that kind of hands-off judicial stuff. Well, I don't want to rule. Well, I don't know. Maybe we should let this case. Let's kick the can down the road. Let's wait a little bit longer on this. I'm not really sure. Hold on. The communist uses it to his advantage. Ideally, in a country that is run in any kind of a normal fashion, you know, like the one you used to have, the one I used to have, ideally, you don't want the Supreme Court jumping in all the time. You don't want them jumping in hardly ever because of the finality of the ruling. But we are in a place where the Supreme Court needs to step in often and bring these communists to heel. Because again, we can't do. I went off on this the other night when I was in a terrible mood. Sorry about that. I went off on this the other night when I was in a terrible mood. We have had to jump through how many hoops in the first 100 days of Trump's presidency just to remove the worst of the worst, the worst of the worst. It has taken 100 days and a bunch of different rulings to try to justify removing them. We have about 19 and a half million to go. The math isn't mathing on this. You see? All right. Enough of that. Let's talk about government language. Some guy's dating and doesn't like the nose rings. Somebody's mad at Donald Trump, calls him Deficit Don. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.